His friends, this year should be a special schluss for Marty Morosi, for David Avram, Ben Ritzuki Ona, and Bunishmas, Maris Al Tachana, Basir Meir Zev, Maris Chana, Basir Pesukiana, Maris Esther, Basir Shmuel. The Rambam in the Sharag Mul, and also the Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin at the beginning of Perek Chelek, bring the sheet of the Rambam that the Schar Litzadikim, the Asid Lavo, in the future is going to be without a body. Tchias HaMesim means that after long life they're going to die, and then it's just going to be a soul, not a body. Tchias HaMesim is with the guf, with the body, and then they're just going to be a soul. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam, we had a shiur on this recently, and writes that Adar Abba Fakert, the Iker Schar of the Tzadikim is B'shas Tchias HaMesim, when the nefesh is together with the guf. Look in Dibur Maslu v'acharei shebiyarnu emunasam, in his discussion of Taras HaGmul. So bevadai, Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Hutnis Atzal says that we are Talmidei HaRamban, we are students in this of the Ramban. And we believe that the Iker Schar in the future is going to be our bodies together with our souls, and not just our souls. It's very interesting. This Kvi'ah, this assertion of Rav Hutner that he says is a Dover Poshet, V'vadai danachnu b'zeh talmidei HaRamban v'siyatom echitaisi t'machokas rishon. But Ne'amanim aleinu d'vrei Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zitzal, b'vadai shanachnu b'zeh talmidei HaRamban v'siyato. That we consider ourselves in this matter students of the Ramban and his faction, insofar as that we believe that in the future the Iker Schar will be with the body, not like the Rambam holds, it'll be just with his soul. However, says Maran Zitzal in Igeres Nun Aleph in his Igros, of Igros Uksavim of Maran Bala Pachad Yitzchak, Shekano Kanesi L'Chvodo Shel HaRambam, I was Mekane, I was zealous for the honor and dignity of the Rambam, Sheraiti Harbe To'im B'Da'ato V'Tafsu Dvarav B'Shitchiyut Yetera, I have seen many people who make a mistake in the words of the Rambam and understand him with excessive superficiality. And they wrote that according to the Rambam, the lineage of Tchias HaMesim is just a matter of time. They're going to live for a certain amount of time. Then they die, and then there's going to be Olam Haba, and it's going to be that eternal world of souls. So, if that's the case, that La'achar HaTchiyah, there's going to be death, then the whole mahalach of Misa Vitchia is just an exchange of Olam Over to Olam Over. This world is a temporal world, and the next world of Olam of Tchias HaMesim is going also to be a temporal world. Ve'ezehu makom ha'shinui ben olam shelefnei ha'tchila le'olam ha'tchiyah. Where is the place of difference between the world before Tchias HaMesim and the world after Tchias HaMesim? Ve'od, Mosif Maran Zatzal, Ma zeh shekatav HaRambam, shebe'olam HaTchiyah yichyu chayim arukim me'od, ve'alo acharei klot ha'chayim ein shum hevdel bein 70 shana le'elef shana. He says the world in the world of Tchiyah will be very long life. So what is long there in that different world? Is not going to be a concept of time like we have. What's it seen? 70 years, 1,000 years. And according to this tfiso, it seems that there's no reason for Tchias HaMesim to be Echad Meikrei Hadas. It's just a nice temporary world that'll last a little longer and then it goes. But this is a very, says Maran Zitzal, I was Kano Kanesi for the Rambam. So Lakushta de Milsa, the truth of the matter is that this tfisa, this havana, Shitas HaRambam, is shitchiti ad kidei ta'ut. It is so superficial, it is actually an errant, mistaken shita. And the truth of the matter is as follows. Just like there's a machlokas in Trias HaMesim, shel acharis hayamim, so too there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about kadmas hayamim, and others in the matzv of Adam HaRishon fardim chait, before the sin. Shemeforash b'chumash, sheneamar lo l'adam HaRishon, hatra'a kolelet onsha shel avira. Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that we have a warning which includes the sin, the punishment for the sin. If he eats from the Eitz Hadas, he's going to die. Ubevadai, shebemakom sheyesh onesh, yesh sachar. If there's punishment, there's also reward. And it's pashut that Adam HaRishon also would have received schar if he would have been fitting for schar. And here is the beginning of the machlokas between the Rambam and those who oppose him. According to the Ramban and his faction, the schar that would have come to Adam HaRishon would have come kefi matzavo began Eden, in other words, ba'od neshmaso begufo, when his body was still together with the soul. Whereas according to the Rambam, the schar that was magia l'Adam HaRishon would come to his soul after the body was removed. The same machlokas they have about the future is also about Adam HaRishon. Where's the Yikar Schar going to be? With the body or without the body? The Ramban says with the body, the Ramban says without the body. Ela she'az lo haya ba perud b'torat gzar din v'onesh ela b'tor aliyah v'tromemut greida b'fchinat halicha michay lechal. But then, this perud, the separation of body from soul, would not be a gzar din, it wouldn't be an onesh, it wouldn't be a punishment, but rather would be an aliyah hisromemus. It would be an elevation, bevechinas halicha mechayil el chayil, and from the perspective of a going from strength to strength. And it emerges that even according to the Rambam, the Olam Atchia is the chazara el madregas Adam HaRishon kodem hachet. So this Olam Atchia, it's not a punishment. This death of Adam HaRishon would have just been an aliyah, and the Olam Atchia is a chazara, is a return to the madrega of Adam before the sin. But it's clear that there's no shaychus between Misa, as we see it with our eyes, to that period, to that separation, to that aliyas haneshama, l'shem kabbalah schar, that was the goal of Adam HaRishon, belik zerav onish. You can't compare our death and the death of Adam, kiviyachol. Ela b'chesed shel mahalach ha'aliyah miguf l'neshama. This is just going to be an aliyah. This is a chesed, what was supposed to happen to Adam HaRishon. And that they say in the name of the Rambam, that after Tchiyas HaMesim, Yamutu, people are going to die. It's not Yamutu as we understand that. Ela b'muvan ha-she'ela l'matzav shel neshama b'li gviya. It's going to be death as a soul without a body. That's what it means. It doesn't mean death as we have death like a punishment, a terrible thing. It's going to be an elevation of the soul to a completely different concept which we're not familiar with, but not as we perceive it. And that's what he means, that the chayim of Olam Atchi is going to be aruki me'od. And what that means is that the echut chayav is going to be like that of Adam HaRishon lefnei gzeiras hamisa. That when the Rambam says can be a rukum, long, long, not in the quantitative sense of a long life, another few years, but a completely different quality of life, like Adam HaRishon lefnei gzeiras hamita. That according to Das HaRambam, even then the soul was destined for life, independent life. Shigam az haita nefesh miyuedet l'chayim beladim. Just the aliyas haneshama, the elevation of the soul to this matzav, to this situation of chayim beladiim, of independent life, would not have caused a loss, a destruction, a termination of the life that was before that. But adarabba, it would be a tosefes bracha, it would be an added blessing to the life that preceded it. And long life in this understanding is olam shekulo aroch. In other words, what does it mean olam shekulo aroch? It's long from the very beginning. It's not like it's long that it's long at the end. That's usually a long life. You see, somebody had a long life because it lasted a long time, and another year and another year, another year. It's long at the end. Here it's going to be long from the beginning, because from the very beginning, this life is only going to be receiving additional bracha. You nechshavim letosefet bracha lechaim shekadmu lehem. The additional life is just going to add blessing to what preceded it. In order to understand, to explain this more, let's look at the Maimar HaKosuv, ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. You are dust, and you shall return to dust. Here you have a gzeras misa in a lashon of shiva v'chazara el hashoresh. What's misa? You were dust, and now you're going to go back to dust. That klape ma she'ne'emar b'briyato shel adam, vis-a-vis what it says about the creation of man, that he was created from both the upper world and the lower world, from the breath of God and dust of the earth. So there's a lashon of gzeras misa insofar as the chelak hatachtonim is going to go back to the root. You came from dust, you're going back to dust. So l'chore mitzad the superficial understanding and the external understanding, haya yitachen she'teyamer gzerat hamita b'tor shiva shel chelak ha'elyonim. El shorsho, that gzeras misa can also be the return of the higher part of man to the roots. Because if you want to separate between two parts, two atzamim, that were connected and united, and now you want to separate between them, so you could talk about each one independently, right? You could talk about the lower part of man, in our case, going back to the earth, and you could talk about the higher part of man going back to the Elyonim, the soul going back to where souls belong. So what's pshat in the pasuk that only al afar tashuv, ki afar atav al afar tashuv, only talking about the lower part of man? So if it would have said chelek elokai mimalata ve'el elokim tashuv, look in the verse in Koheles, Ecclesiastes is chapter 3 verse 21 and chapter 12 verse 7, so then there wouldn't have been gzeras mitza, even though this would show that they're, the soul is going to live alone. So why doesn't it talk about that? Because that's not gzeras misa. It's only gzeras misa if the body is going back. So what's going on over here? Why dafka talk about the body going back to the dust and not the soul going back to where souls are? The heim heim advarim, that's exactly what we're saying. The lashon of the Rambam, that even all the matchiah that is going to be misa, is mechuvan even to Adam HaRishon before the sin. That even if he would have gotten schar, he would have had just a soul, just like the soul goes back to the source. And that would have been different than the mahalach of death in our world, because the death in our world is the body going back to its source. It's the kilyon haguf, afar atav el afar tashuv. That was the onesh. Had that not happened, had Adam not sinned, then the soul would have been elevated, but there wouldn't have been this kilyon haguf. There wouldn't have been misa as we understand it. And that's going to be the same thing, lasid lavo, that the after tchias hameisim, we're just going to have a soul, but it's not like the body is going to die like our body dies. There's going to be no afar atav el afar tashuv. until now, man was not supposed to return to the dust. Umikan ulahaba, that's the goral of man. So why does the pasuk have to start and say afar ata? Until now, the afar ata didn't necessitate ve'al afar tashuv. Until now, he was also afar, and there was no ve'al afar tashuv. So you can't say that it's saying ki afar ata ve'al afar tashuv, because the only way you can get to afar tashuv is first you have to say ki afar ata, because you're going back to the way you were. Because it's not true. Because originally we were supposed to be afar ata and not el afar tashuv. We weren't supposed to go back to the earth and die as other Marishon did and as we do. So why does the pasuk start with ki afar ata? Your dust, as if your dust necessitates you going back to the dust. It's not true. Had Adam not sinned, you wouldn't have gone back to the dust, even though we started out as dust. So the Mahalach is as follows. It says Rabbeinu Barov Geonuto. הבדל עיקרי יש בין חלק הדומה מהנמצא בבעלי חיים ובין חלק הדומה מהנמצא באדם בשעת יצירתו. There's a fundamental difference between the domain, the inanimate part of בעלי חיים, and the inanimate part of man when he was created. The חלק הדומה of בעלי חיים becomes alive when it unites with the נפש החיה הטבעית, this natural soul of every בעל חי. The domain of the Adam would have remained a domain without the ichud, without uniting with his neshama elokit. Ba'ofen, shekol tznuot gufo shel adam harishon hayu tznuotea shel hanefesh elokit asher bekirbo. All the movements of the body of man, of the first man, of primordial man, of Adam, were the movements of the godly soul in his midst. And therefore, when Gzeras Misa was said to him, that his godly soul is going to leave him. In other words, he's going to lose his Madrega Satzelem, the same Madrega of Tzelem Elokim that he had. This Miut Tzelem, this diminishment of this image of God, is Mechayev, necessitates that there's going to be his Schachus in his Guf of a Tnua V'chiyus Shel Nefesh Tivis, of a natural soul. There's now going to be in his body this natural soul, just like the body of the Balei Chaim, that the Ofar is alive and moving with the Koach of natural Chiyus. And it emerges that the Maimar Ofar Ata is not Mechuvan Leishur Uvdan Netuna Ad Achshav, is not directed at a given fact until now. Until now, you are Ofar. No, Adarabba, there's a hischachus now. Now it's saying offerata. There's a hischachus now of chius tivis, of this natural vitality in the dust of man. Dugmas the chius of Balei Chaim that went out min ha'ayin el hayesh. They went out from what was nothing to what was something. With the koach of the maimer of Totzea Aretz Nefesh Chaya, that the earth should bring out a living soul. So just like the animal has chiyus hativis, now the human being will also have chiyus hativis. And just like El Ofer Tashav is a chidish b'chaye gufo shel Adam, so to the maimer of Ofer Ata is a chiddush in the essence of the life of the body before it goes back to the offer. So this is mamish, a revolution in thought. Ki afarata doesn't mean you were offer until now, and you'll continue to be offer. And what's the pasuk telling us? We already know we were offer. We already read that in the pasuk, and it has nothing to do with akdama vel offer tashuv, because it doesn't necessitate vel offer tashuv. Because if not for the sin, he wouldn't have returned to the dust. But rather, it's telling us something new is going on now. Afarata, now you're offer. meaning now your dust is going to be moved with the nefesh hativis, just like animals. There's going to be a new chiyus in this offer. This offer is getting new life. Not the life of the elevated human soul of that high tzelem Elohim, but the lower level type of life, a lower level type of vitality in chiyus. And here is the beginning of the ishtalshalus of the shinui ha-mahalach bein ha-misa v'olameinu anu, the difference in the development of the death of death in our world and misa and olam ha-tchiyah l'fidas ha-rambam. The gzeiras misa in our world, which was said in the punished pasuk of bel offer tashuv, the words offer ata precedes it. So that's death in our world. It starts with offer ata, and then it goes to offer el offer tashuv. We're going to have this animal-like movements in our body. We're going to have a lower level of tzelem Elohim, and then there's going to be a kilyan haguf. It's going to go down into the dust. And with that it says Misa B'lashon Hash'ala Be'olam Hatchia Shel HaRambam Ein Chidush HaMatzav Shel Ofer Ata Kodom Lo. There's going to be no Ofer Ata in that world, in that world of Tchias HaMeisim, because even according to the Rambam, the Olam Hatchia is Madregas Adam Kodom HaChet. So there's no Ofer Ata. It's like pure Tzelem Elohim. It's a different level of life. And in this madrega, the domain, this inanimate part of the body of man, didn't have any movement, any chiyas, any vitality, besides the movement of the nefesh elokis. And what flows from this is that the chaye haneshama habiladiyim, the independent, exclusive soul life that comes after this life, is only going to be an aliyah and a tosefes. Now, it's a completely different mahalach. The mahalach of this world after Chayda the Marishon is ki afarata. We live a lower level in this world, a more dirt level. There's chiyus of this animal chiyus in the human body. Not that we don't have a tzelem Elohim, but it's been diminished. And a lot of our movements are not, as we well know, are not dictated and following the godly soul, but the animal soul. And then that's going to go down into the dust. That's going to have kilyan, because we don't want to stay with this faulty animalistic body of ours. That's this world. But in the next world, it's going to be a completely different mahalach. There's going to be no kiyah farata. And therefore, there is going to be some level of death. The body isn't going to remain, according to the Rambam. We're going to be just a soul, but it's not going to be the same. Just like the body wasn't on that low level before the death. I say death in quotes, b'merkaot. It's not really a death. It's just we're using that word. That's the word the Rambam used, but it's not literally death as we understand it, because before, in the world of Tchias HaMeisim, our bodies are going to be so elevated and pure. So it's not going to be a ki afar at the life. And Memela, the Kiyafar Tashiv, is also going to be different. It's not going to be death. It's understood back then. It took place back then. Concludes Moreno Hagonz at Sal Rosh HaYeshiva. Begufa machlokes ben Aramban v'siyatoim Aramban Moreno talmidav ochim bikvotav shel Aramban. In this machlokes Rambam, Mir Zain and talmidei Aramban. We go with him. But this whole mahalach that we presented is because of the kina azel chodo shel Rambam. It's because of our intense zealousness for the honor of the Rambam. Shedvarav nishtanu mikavanoso b'fiyam shel chalushei ha'iyun ha'misamtsim b'shitchias, that his words have been changed from their true intention in the mouths of those who are weak in their perception and who take strength in superficiality. Wow, what language, what words. Okay, sweet friends, so, you know, it's obviously a huge topic, but Baruch Hashem, we saw it flows, mitaris Hashem, and we should continue to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest Mustafa.